88.
Tonight, a lot happening in Washington. Of course, we've been talking about all of it. All roads lead to affordable health care, or they don't. It just depends on your point of view, and we welcome all those points of view. That's why we have so much fun each and every show. Joining us at the top, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. How fun to kick it around with him from Talk Radio News. Bob, I mean, this is really, I say that we like to think that the show is about the buzz in your backyard. It doesn't matter if you're in Ohio, if you're in Texas, if you're in Connecticut. Everybody's talking about the website, the White House, and the fallout, and whether Kathleen Sebelius should be fired and all that kind of stuff. So Kathleen Sebelius testifies today. What did you make of that, pretty much, of what she had to say?
Well, she was really just basically going over the same testimony, word for word, that the CMS Administrator Marilyn Tavenner delivered, who was the head of the agency that really messed this up, to be honest
right.
with you.
Right, right.
But she didn't mess up, but CMS messed the thing up. They threw the contractor under the bus. But the thing is that the Republicans are making a big deal because they said, well, look, you're not in the Obamacare. And then she answered, well, you know, I can't legally be in it. Now, this whole thing's a smokescreen because the members of Congress are saying, you know, they are in it. They put themselves in it. That's kind of not true. As a former member, I'm not going to say they're lying, but they're twisting. They are subsidizing through House funds what they used to get. So they're in a faux relationship with this Obamacare. They're using government money to subsidize the thing, which you and I couldn't do through the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's questionable whether she is, and she might be on Medicare, and if she's on Medicare, which I think is what she is on, she then cannot, in fact, legally be signed up for the system. And so that's you know, going to be the high point of the hearing. They were angry at her, and they just, you know, she just basically regurgitated the same testimony that CMS, which is this government Hydra monster, what they said the other day. So that really made everybody angry.
Yeah, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi said enrollees who lose health care plans are really going to benefit from better ones. She's one of the first people to come out and say that because, really, even for some Democrats and definitely for Republicans, they've been hammering this hard about what was going to happen with your plan, because what if you were getting those letters and your plan was getting canceled?
Well, yeah, and here's the problem. You know, now, Carney, the press secretary, honestly, for the president was incoherent today. I mean, we covered it with talk radio. He was literally incoherent. I mean, I don't know. They should have just not answered the question. And he was trying to, you know, answer several things. But the bottom line is no one knows, you know, the insurers are dumping people out of the system. Now, that could be cherry picking where they're dumping out who they simply want to dump out because they're bad risks. Then again, they said, well, your insurance doesn't meet the standard of Obamacare, so you have to upgrade. But they may not really be victims of Obamacare. We don't know yet. And if I could give this insight, being a former member, here's the problem with this. This probably will all sort out and sift out much easier than the NSA spying will. But at the end of the day, the political will may not be there to let it sort out because members of Congress are up for election, and it's not going to be profiles and courage either side. So, you know, they may just go in there and start tweaking the system, and then if they do that, honestly, it may get worse.
Yeah, I agree with you. It might get worse. Thanks for that insight. Okay, here's the other thing. One last thing. We have another Republican that flipped on the immigration bill, meaning there are three House Republicans that are backing a Democratic-led immigration reform bill, H.R. 15. Any way that anything on immigration gets done before the end of the year?
I don't think before the end of the year, but I think it could get done going into 2014. There's not a lot of days left, but this is making movement. You even had Paul Ryan, you know, making some comments about immigration. So, yeah, if this continues, then something could move. I doubt it'll be into law form by that time. But I think there's going to be some general movement on the issue. And then, you know, Rubio, Republican senator, he's tried to tackle some of this, and the Democrats of Democratic side has aligned with him. So I think that something could happen. It'll include still having border strength and security of borders in it.
All right. So, yes, that's the key thing, because everybody wants the whole border. That's the whole border issue, right. And the strength of the borders, no matter who's talking about.
A great big wall and, you know, electrify it.
Electrify it. It'd be so easy to do that, wouldn't it, too?
Well,
not going to happen. Not going to happen, my friend, you think?
No, I was down there one time at the border. I went down to look at it, and they said, see these faces? They'll be back next week.
Yeah. Exactly. I was on the border one time. I went with the Border Patrol for a week in El Paso and Juarez, and I asked them, how frustrating is this? And they said the same thing that you just heard. They said, that you just said, you're going to see the same people. It's cat and mouse, and that's what they know, and that's what they do. So they're going to come back through again, and we just toss them back, the ones that we can catch, and then they come back through again. So I don't know
that
that game's going
to
change.
They were smiling, waving to me from the glass cage. You know,
yep.
They said you'll see them here if you come next week.
Bob Nay, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, a couple of things have happened since we talked to Bob. We'll talk about Obamacare's site, healthcare.gov, sending a bunch of callers to some New York businesses, how that happened. That started to get reported late in the day. And then more specifics on Sebelius and her testimony, too. But first off, hats off to the Red Sox as they went from worst to first, and they won the World Series. They beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 in six games they did it. So they wrapped up their third World Series title in 10 years. But they did it in front of the home crowd in Boston. And after what happened at the Boston Marathon, this became the theme, Boston Strong. And they certainly were strong and invincible during a terrific World Series where St. Louis and the people of Missouri know how I feel about the St. Louis Cardinals. What a great group of guys they were, but they just couldn't muster it up in the end. So the Red Sox win the World Series. And they do it in front of their home crowd for the first time since 1918, which is amazing. Yes, they had won several World Series, but they did it on the road because of the way the games shook out during the previous series. This time, they were at home. So the place absolutely erupted. They're still celebrating, as that didn't happen too long ago. People stayed at the park. Everybody was talking Big Poppy David Ortiz, the MVP for Boston, and that wasn't a shock in any way. Hey, coming up in our next segment, because we do have Nail the Score in our third hour, maybe you'll get some insights with Brandon Lang. We're going to talk to Brandon Lang about this next week, week 9 in the NFL, because, boy, I'll tell you what, the football season is just, whew, sailing. And as the people in Missouri are licking their wounds over the Cardinals, they have the Kansas City Chiefs, who have not lost a game so far. Will this be the week? Whoops! That band was excited, too. Will this be the week that the Kansas City Chiefs lose on the road? Brandon Lang said that last time out. We'll pick his brain some more coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Your voice is soft.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Once again, we're going to let you hear the sounds of the World Series as the Boston Red Sox beat St. Louis Cardinals 6-1. They did it in six. First time they did it in front of the home crowd since 1918. It was wild. It was inevitable. There's no question about it. You know, I am so full on into football, and I'm so depressed realizing the World Series wraps up. And here we are now as we move forward in the NFL. We're on week 9 already. There's only 17 of these suckers, and then we go into postseason play. Each and every week we chat with Brandon Lang. There's no one better. A lot of his predictions last week came totally true, especially he was talking about the Cowboy game and what was going to happen with the Detroit Lions, and he was right on with that one. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Hey, doggy dog, I'll let your boy, what's happening?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. What's happening is I just don't want to see the season slip away, and we're seeing some crazy things. A lot of the trends that you talked about are definitely happening before our eyes. You know, the Thursday night game, I only threw this out because we have listeners in all over Ohio, and Bengals fans, and we also have a lot of Fish fans out there. Cincinnati is favored by 3 in this game, and of course, it's in Miami. What do you think happens here? What do you like in this, if anything?
You know, it's amazing how quickly things have gone south for the Miami Dolphins, and
yeah.
to have the 17-7 lead at New England, let that slip away, to let the game against the Ravens slip away and allow Buffalo with the fumble late on the sack to slip away. And I know their head coach is saying all the right things, and now you're a home dog instead of a home favorite. Dynamics change. Something tells me, as good as Andy Dalton has been, that Andy Dalton implosion game is right around the corner. And it's funny, when you go from being a home favorite to a home dog, it's kind of a different dichotomy, if you will. My heart says Cincinnati because they're playing so well. My brain says home dogs on Thursday night seem to be the way to go. I could see this game going right down to the wire. I would lean toward the home dog.
All right, the home dog. Some good advice there. I mentioned this before you came on, the Chiefs, man, that I hear that there are a lot of people in Missouri dressing up like Andy Reid for Halloween. The Chiefs 8-0. You said last week that they're bound to pick up that loss, and you said they would do it on the road next week. Well, this is next week against the Bills. Does that still hold up for you?
I'm going to jump on it. I'm not going to get off that bandwagon. I think they suffer their first loss of the year. I just, you know, the struggle 2 weeks ago against Casey Keenum and Houston 17-16, and then Cleveland goes in there with Jason Campbell and they win ugly. And listen, my biggest NFL play of the entire year was last Sunday on the website with the Saints. And yes, they covered and they won by 18, but I was still impressed with the fight of the Buffalo Bills and how they just hung in there. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take Buffalo at home to upset Kansas City.
Woo! All right, I like that prediction. I do. Love it. The Cowboys get nicked up in the end in the crazy game, that crazy finish with the Lions, and they're hosting the Vikings. I mean, to me, this is a who cares, except for that, once again, with America Tonight, a lot of people are Cowboy fans, and a lot of people who would lay some dough on the Cowboys, but they're favored by 12. Would you touch this one or what?
All I'll say is when you got the second worst pass defense in the NFL, which Dallas does, and Ponder looked okay against Green Bay's defense. Yeah, they didn't get the win, and Aaron Rodgers put up 44 on them, but this is a game where Adrian Peterson could keep them in it. How soon we forget that Minnesota did punk Pittsburgh's defense. That was incredible. With Ponder at quarterback, they did put up 34 on the Pittsburgh Steelers in London. Inflated number, would lean towards the double-digit dog here, plus the 12.
All right, so the Jets are hosting the Saints that you talked about, your big play. So the Saints this time on the road in New York, and they're favored by 7. Do you like Drew Brees in this one?
Well, I do like this. That posted total's at 45.5, and I do believe with how Andy Dalton had good success against that Jets defense, I got a sneaky suspicion that the Jets at home are going to put some points up on that blitzing Saints defense. And conversely, I don't think anybody's going to stop that Saints offense right now, especially not the Jets after that performance last week. I'm going to leave the side alone. I know the line's up to 6. I do feel like the Jets will hang around, plus the points will be the right side. I would look to the over. But my lean for the side is the Jets a home dog at plus 6 with that defensive front. You know, listen, earlier this year, New Orleans went into Tampa Bay and needed a miracle missed field goal to win that game 16-14 against the winless Bucks. I can kind of see it being the same type situation here where they win by a field goal but don't cover the 6.
Panthers, you talked about the Falcons last time out, that people were believing in the Falcons and you were sure enough you were right against Arizona. This time with the Panthers, they're 2-1 at home and they're favored by 9.
Wow, who would have ever thunk at the beginning of the year that the Carolina Panthers would be in lane 9 against the Atlanta Falcons? And you know what?
I would lay it. I think Mike Smith and the Falcons are in trouble. I really do. I think this football team can't get out of the way. I believe Carolina's on the uptick. Put up 30 on that St. Louis defense, which we saw Monday night look incredible. Yes, they did lose Rice. Seattle did offensively, and that kind of limited them in the second half of what they could do. And that's a big blow to that football team. I've already told people all week long that your Super Bowl is probably going to be out of the NFC. Whoever wins the San Francisco Green Bay, you know, conference championship game, and in the AFC, it's going to be who wins the stakes of Denver and New England when New England goes into Denver for the AFC championship. But in this case here, I would lay it. I believe Atlanta's in that much trouble.
All right, Browns and the Ravens. Again, this is a case of we have a lot of people interested in these teams and interested in betting on these teams. Baltimore's favored by 3.
Yeah, it's funny. I believe I came across a statistic earlier today where I believe the Ravens have won 11 in a row in Cleveland. They've won 11 straight in this series. So they beat the Browns 11 straight, which they've won 5 straight in Cleveland. So out of the bye week, as good as Jason Campbell looked against Kansas City, he's going to have to step up and do it again here against the Ravens. I don't see it. They own the Browns, and I believe they'll own the Browns again. I'll lay that 3.
Yeah, you think the Colts in their game against the Texans will own them? That's the Sunday night game. And, boy, the Texans have had a lot of problems with Schaub lately.
Well, he's benched. Casey Keenum gets the start. And believe it or not, I believe we're going to get a little bit of an upset here. I think the Colts are going to go down. Yep, I believe that Keenum showed me something. Going into Kansas City, toughest place to play in the NFL. You make your first career start in that toughest place to play in the NFL, and you keep it to a one-point game against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. This is an interesting number at 2.5. It'll probably be 3 by Sunday night, and I believe Houston's defense does match up very well with what Indy wants to do. And remember, the Indy implosion on Monday night at San Diego, and now here they are as a road favorite over Houston. I'm going to call for a little mini upset. Not a game I love, but I'm a big home dog kind of guy for the most part. I know Cleveland's an underdog, but the Ravens winning, you know, 11 straight against them, but I would lean toward Houston plus the points.
All right, I love that. Some really great info there. Go to BrandonLang.com. Brandon, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, K-Doggy-Dog. Talk to you next week.
All right, awesome. Yeah, so this is it. As we said, 9. You heard what Brandon had to say. Cincinnati, Bills, like the Bills. That's a big one, saying that Indianapolis takes the Texans and look out for Minnesota against the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Who knows what our nail the score game will be. Hey, coming up, an edition of For Your Health, we're talking about the Common Core, which relates to education. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In this edition of For Your Health, we have Dr. Julianne Cooper, not out doing mischief, because it is mischief night and Halloween
yes,
and all that
is.
Fun stuff. You can hear her in the background. We were going to give her some candy in that virtual green room, but we decided it wasn't healthy for anyone after I read a frightening article about sugar. And she joins us now. We're going to talk about Common Core. Hey, Dr. Cooper, thanks for coming on.
Hey, how are you, Kate?
I'm excellent.
I should call you Delaney, right?
Call me Delaney. All my friends call me Delaney, so you're welcome
to. Okay.
So tell us about Common Core. What is Common Core?
Frightening. Absolutely frightening. It is a program put together by a number of corporations in this country, including the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates, invented by the Governors Association, started years ago, about 6 years ago, talking about how can we get young people ready for the workforce and ready for college better than the way it's been happening with the high schools. And it worked to the point, it got to the point where they decided to put together, and Gates Foundation and Exxon Corporation funded it, put together a curriculum that will be taught across the country. In order to actually spread it across the country, which, by the way, there are at least two laws in Washington that are say that you're not allowed to, the national government is not allowed
to set curriculum or discuss education. It's the purview of the states individually. So in order to get by that, they actually had private corporations put the thing together. And then they offered government money in a program called Race to the Top. You've heard of the program of No Child Left Behind.
Right.
Right? Right. That worked well. And which means that, that after No Child Left Behind, it's more like all children left behind.
Oh, terrible.
And now to repair, supposedly, No Child Left Behind, we have the Race to the Top. And in order for the school systems to receive government money, they had to agree to adopt Common Core curriculum. And, I mean, some of the ways it's been sold are amazing. Well, we have a lot of children who move around within the country. And when they move from one school district to another, many times they have to start over and they're not up to speed with the materials. So this way, we will have all the teachers teaching a similar curriculum and a similar lesson on the same day across the country. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, you got to be kidding. And that's why I said this segment is for your health, because the anxiety it creates for school districts, for students. I've seen this with great, smart kids. I've seen this with teachers. Boy, what a mess that can create, don't you think, Doc?
Well, but not only that, in the state of New York, we have a couple of psychiatrists who are now beginning to say, state of New York adopted it 3 years ago. And they've been doing this Common Core thing for that long. And psychiatrists in New York State are now saying they have never seen such a plague of anxiety, kids with anxiety and depression. Mm. And they are saying it's because of the Common Core. Because
wow.
The Common Core is literally having fifth and sixth graders reading what you and I would see as pornography.
Oh.
If they made a movie of it, it would be triple X rated. And it's part of the Common Core aligned materials that are being produced for teachers. Now, the government says, well, you don't have to adopt it. You don't actually, in fact, we'll even consider giving you the Race to the Top money without adopting it. But you do have to give the kids the exams. And the exams are based on Common Core materials.
Wow.
So they've got you coming and going.
Is this driving a wedge in between different states, different school districts, I would think?
No, not at this point. There's finally, you and I are waking up and beginning to see what's going on here. We need to, the country needs to start to ask, what are my kids learning in school? Because I think if a lot of parents began to look at what their kids were doing, they would be appalled.
Yeah.
And we've been put to sleep in this country with the education program because we assume that if we send our kids to public school, it is the public school teachers who know better than you and me about how to teach because we're not really teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Parents need to stop and say, yeah, I do know what I want my kids to be and do. And I don't want them reading pornography at 12 years old. And I don't want them constantly being asked whether or not they're conservative or liberal and being told that if they have any conservative ideas at all, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah,
I mean,
somebody explained to me, Doc, and so shoot this down for me. Someone explained to me now, this is due to roll out in, it's going to be 46 states by 2014. And that supposedly the idea is where people don't, like you say, waking up to what Common Core really is. Hey, this is to get students ready for college and careers by making them think, write, explain their reasoning, de-emphasize the whole multiple choice test questions and instead written responses. So that's what part of this is about. And it's what we just said. I can imagine that this creates a lot of problems out there from place to place and district to district and grade to grade. Does it?
Well, the the problem that we have is that the agenda, and it literally is an agenda, that the Common Core materials are aligned to, is a way to take over the hearts and minds of our young people and separate them from their parents. Mm-hmm. Literally stated, we need to separate our youth from their parents and change the values so that they don't imbibe the values of their parents.
Yeah.
And I looked today someone sent me, because I've been on this crusade, I get a lot of Facebook and emails with all kinds of material from around the country. And I got one today that is a fourth grade grammar worksheet. And it's about making possessives. And the first sentence was, the president works very hard. And you're supposed to make that into a possessive. The president's work is very hard. And the 10 of them, and one of them was, you need to follow the commands of the people who are the authorities. You need to follow the command or the authorities' commands. Now, these are fourth graders.
Yeah.
And this is the work, the sentences they're using to learn grammar. So when the people you've talked to say, well, they're learning how to write and they're learning grammar. But what are they learning it with that is going to change the way they think?
Yeah. You know, Republican South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said mm-hmm. this a while ago, that she would support in her state an effort to block Common Core implementation. You know,
right.
saying that her...
Wonderful.
The person before her predecessor had adopted it back in 2010, and she
yes.
said we should not relinquish control of education to the federal government. That was her problem.
Under no circumstances.
Yeah.
And it's,
right
against, it's literally against the law. It's against federal law to do it. But the administration has figured out how to get around that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And they have a lot of people scared.
Yeah. The education secretary, Arne Duncan, says that... you know, like with Governor Haley, that, hey, this is just a conspiracy theory, and she's in search of a conspiracy and whatnot. So what is it going to take to knock Common Core out? Talking on shows like this one and just more people
Absolutely.
Waking up?
And waking up the neighbors. I mean, I spoke to, I'm in a networking group, and I was talking to one of the gentlemen in the networking group, and I said, you have kids in school? He said, oh, yeah, I have two in high school. And I said, what do you think of Common Core? He said, what? I said, Common Core. He said, well, this is the core curriculum. Is this the core stuff? And I said, no. And he never heard of it. Right now, today. And we have been I'm in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire adopted it in 2010. And I have been going to meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting of school boards around the state. And very few people show up, 25, 30, 35, because they don't know about it. We need people to start to say, at least ask the questions. At least go on the Internet and type in Common Core and read material.
Yep, I agree.
Read what's going on. Something.
I agree.
Because we got to stand up.
Yeah. Well said. Pay attention. Dr. Koop is right. It's easy to find this information. Seek it out, and you'll understand even more what she's talking about.
Yes.
Hey, continue the crusade, and thanks for coming on America Tonight, Doc.
Thanks for the call. Take care. Have a good show.
You too.
Oh, time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Uehara winds and works, 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's over. The Boston Red Sox have won the World Series.
Ah, Boston, they are celebrating. We're hitting our final turn here for this hour, and the tip of the cap to the folks in Boston. 6-1, they beat the Cardinals. Game 6, the Red Sox now have won 3 World Series in a decade. I already mentioned that statistic. They hadn't won it at home, though. That's what's really cool. Since 1918. So fans spilling out of Fenway, waiting there for a long time for all the celebrating to end. And the players themselves were just completely overwhelmed, excited, because they went from worst to first and really felt like they weren't a team that was considered to win the World Series, and they proved a lot of people wrong. So when you do that, it feels even better when you prove people wrong. So what's interesting, and quickly I'll say this, a buddy of mine sent me the new odds on the World Series, winning the World Series in 2014. So take heart, St. Louis Cardinal fans. You are 10-1 favorite to win next time out. However, the Dodgers are 5-1. My lousy Philadelphia Phillies are 40-1. And Minnesota, where the mothership of GCN is located, because remember, we're in the mini vehicle. The Twins, 125-1, the odds of the Twins winning the World Series. The Astros, only worse, 250-1. What do you think the odds are that Kathleen Sebelius loses her job? If you were tuned in at the top, you heard me talk to the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who said, well, it's not Sebelius. It's really the person who was in charge of the website underneath Sebelius. And there has been talk about Sebelius and is she incompetent? And there have been plenty of legislators, mostly Republicans, obviously, calling for her head and saying, you know, this is ridiculous. How can she be in this position that with these cancellation notices, people should get better plans instead of having their rates jacked up, and it flies in the face of what the president said and all the problems, basically, that we've seen with the rollout of the Affordable Health Care Act. So the Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius was pretty much the deflector. She was like a hockey goalie, if you will, and pucks were flying at her face about 90 miles an hour. All the questions, boom, boom, they were pummeling her. She testified at a House hearing that originally was called to talk about the Obamacare website, and she apologized for that. So another person from the administration apologized, and she said, hold me accountable for the debacle. I'm responsible. So she took the blame for giving the impression that the website was ready for launch before October 1st. She said she told the president we were ready to go, and she said clearly she was wrong. But here's the thing. She was being pressed, as I said, those pucks that were flying at her face. She was being pressed again and again and again about people's health care plans and why can't they keep them under the new law. Why are their constituents sending them notes, calling their offices to complain about the cancellation notices that are going out that they've gotten, that some of them have received, and the news just keeps getting uglier and uglier every single day. And especially Congressman Fred Upton, a Republican from Michigan, he's the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He was really grilling her on this one about why these notices, why the change. I thought the insurance policies were supposed to stay in place. Why would they be ruled ineligible under Obamacare? And Sebelius said there was no change. And so she kept saying that. She denied that the president broke the promise and claimed that, for the most part, people who had coverage as of March 2010 could keep their current plans if their insurance companies haven't changed them significantly. But that's what wasn't really ever explained. So things that aren't offered maternity-wise or a couple of other wrinkles, that's when they're seeing these cancellations. And the cancellation notices are pretty vast. I know many of you have told me about your own personal situations, and I have to say that at least 50% of the people listening to America Tonight, at least the ones that reached out to me, are in this position where they don't understand. They keep saying, why? You're taking my choice away. It's costing me more. I don't understand. So it's obviously been very frustrating. And Sebelius vowed to fix the problems and said, you know, to the American people, they deserve better. I apologize. I'm accountable to you for fixing the problems, and we didn't adequately do end-to-end testing and all that kind of stuff. Sebelius said Marilyn Tavner, who was the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, was the one who made the decision to not allow consumers to browse for policies before logging in. And some people say this is the reason why you have the overload, which makes sense. Okay, people are already freaked about how much information they're putting out there, right? So, of course, you want to know what the policy is, what the coverage is, you want to browse. How she arrived at that decision to not do that, I don't know. Because it would be the opposite of me not being in the healthcare industry, realizing human nature and myself if I were shopping, right? And this is important. I would want to see it. It's like anything else. You know, you click on Amazon, you click on any site where you're buying something, and you get all kinds of views of it. You can see what the cost is, all of that. Now, it's obviously different than healthcare, hopefully, that versus, you know, buying books or whatever. But the point is, you want to be able to look at it first before you just click and sign in and log in. It makes sense to me. I cannot believe it did not make sense to the head of Medicare, Medicaid, who was in charge of this. So now Sebelius will testify again before the Senate Finance Committee on the rollout of Obamacare. That'll happen November 6th. So that's punted, you know, into next week. So this is, you know, twice for her. So did she seal her fate? Will she get the boot? Should she get the boot? You know, there is pressure for that to happen, but this is something that the president hasn't done. I mean, name the people the president has fired. People that have been fired up or into other positions, but not fired. Not fired. We haven't seen that. We've seen some resignations, but not fired. Somebody has to be accountable. I mean, at some point, you can't keep making these excuses. At least now we're hearing, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I mean, we haven't heard those words. Haven't heard those words. And we're hearing that now. And so that's good that they acknowledged it. But the bottom line is somebody, you would think by now that somebody would answer for these mega problems, and it wouldn't just be, once again, we move forward. We move forward. The website rollout's messed up. You know, we'll move forward. I mean, she's setting herself up to be the sacrificial lamb, to be the person who gets thrown under the bus. And so this is the thing. Since she's putting herself in this position, she's putting herself in the spot where if a move is made, if there's so much pressure because there's not accountability and there's so much of an outcry from people like many of you listening to America Tonight who get these notices who are frustrated, then when they decide they have to do something, she would be the one to go then. She would have to be the person that would go. If somebody were to be fired, if there was somebody that had to go, it would absolutely be Kathleen Sebelius. But even money is saying it's not looking like that. It looks like she's getting a pass. She's getting a pass on this one, and she's not gonna pay the ultimate price, whether it's some mid-level person who's working at HHS or whatever. That's not going to be good enough. So if the outcry continues, Sebelius, I'd say, absolutely would be history. We're history for this hour anyway of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.